Welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate Ableton Live arranging masterclass for a late night jungle journey kind of tune. Drum and bass energy, jungle attitude, but the key rule is stock devices only. No third party plugins, no magic presets, just smart arrangement, clean workflow and a little controlled chaos. The big promise of this lesson is simple. You're going to take a solid 16 to 32 bar loop and turn it into a full, DJ-friendly arrangement that actually feels like it's going somewhere. Tension. Release, forward motion, little details that keep the listener locked in and transitions that hit hard without sounding cheesy. Before we touch the timeline, set the vibe and set the system. Set your tempo somewhere in the 170 to 174 range. I like 172 as a sweet spot for rollers, energetic, but not frantic. Now build your track layout like you're building a stage. Make groups for drums, bass, music or atmos and FX. Even if you only have a few tracks right now, grouping early is one of those future you will thank you moves, because it makes automation and gain staging way easier later. Next, set up three return tracks that will do most of your movement for the entire song. Return A is a short reverb. Think of it as room glue, not a cathedral. Decay around 1 second, a little pre-delay like 10 to 20 milliseconds, and a high cut somewhere around 8 to 10k so it stays dark and doesn't splash everywhere. Return B is your dub echo. Used echo. Set it to something like 1/4 or 3/16. And definitely try 3/16 if you want that jungle swagger. Feedback around 25 to 45%. High pass the echo around 200 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low end, and low pass around 6 to 8K so it sits behind the drums. A tiny bit of modulation is nice, just to give it movement without sounding like a special effect. Return C is your long space. Hybrid reverb if you have it, regular reverb if you don't. Decay anywhere from 4 to 8 seconds, but keep it dark. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 9K. The goal is atmosphere, not wash. And on the master, keep yourself honest while arranging. Put a utility at the start and set it to minus 6 dB. That's temporary headroom so you don't accidentally make decisions based on clipping and hype. If you want, you can put a limiter at the very end just to catch peaks, but do not smash into it. We're arranging, not mastering. Now, step 1. Build a core loop that can survive 3 minutes. This part is underrated. If your loop is exciting for 8 bars but annoying for 64, you don't have an arrangement problem. You have a loop problem. Your core jungle roller ingredients: a simple consistent kick, a strong snare on 2 and 4 or a classic jungle pattern, one break layer, hats or shakers for syncopation, a rolling sub that doesn't try too hard, and one hook element, a stab, a vocal one-shot, a pad, a Reese note, anything that says this is the tune. Quick coaching note, pick your anchor elements early. Choose two things that stay recognizable the whole track. Often it's the main snare and the hook. When everything else is morphing, those anchors keep the listener oriented in the dark. Let's talk stock chains, starting with the break. On your break audio track, use EQ8 first. High pass around 30 to 60 Hz to clear sub rumble. If the break feels boxy, gently cut 250 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, a small dip around 3 to 6K can smooth it out. Then drum bus. Drive anywhere from 5 to 20% depending on the sample. Boom is tempting, but be careful. In jungle, boom can turn into a low-end mess fast, so keep it low or even off. Use damp it if you need to calm the top end. Then saturator with soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, and always trim the output, so bypass and engaged are roughly the same loudness. Teacher rule. If it only sounds better because it's louder, it's not better. For the sub, keep it clean and mono. Operator is perfect. Oscillator is sine wave. Short attack, medium decay, sustain fairly high, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so notes don't click off. At EQ8 if you want it pure. Maybe low pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Add just a little saturator for harmonics, like 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. Then utility width at 0%, mono sub, always. If you're using a mid bass or Reese, keep it optional and controlled. Wave eatable with two saws slightly detuned works. Use auto filter as a 24 dB low pass and automate it later. Amp can add bite. Parse ensemble very subtly if you want width, but keep the low end under control. Cool, now you've got a loop. Step 2. Convert the loop into arrangement scenes. Even if you love working in arrangement view, making variations as scenes is a fast way to think like an arranger instead of a loop programmer. Duplicate your core loop into at least 6 versions. Intro, pre-drop, drop 1, a mid-breakdown or halftime tease, drop 2, and out row. Here's the discipline. Each scene changes 1 to 3 things max, not everything. Identity matters. If you change 5 things at once, the listener doesn't feel evolution, they feel confusion. Step 3. Lay down a classic drum and bass timeline in arrangement view. We're going for a 4 to 5 minute structure. Intro for 16 to 32 bars, DJ mix in. Then 8 bars pre-drop ramp. Then 32 bars drop 1. Then 16 bars breakdown or switch up. Then 32 bars drop 2, heavier. Then 16 to 32 bars outro, DJ mix out. And I want you thinking in phrases, 8 bar sentences and 32 bar paragraphs. If you do nothing else from this lesson, do that. It instantly makes your transitions feel intentional. Quick upgrade. Add locators on the timeline. Label them mix in, tease, drop 1, switch, drop 2, mix out, and make a rule that something changes at every locator, even if it's tiny, a mute, a fill, a reverse hit, a single echo throw. That rule keeps the arrangement alive. Now step 4, transitions with stock FX choreography. This is where you get that late night journey feeling. You don't need huge risers. You need automation that feels like the room is changing shape. First move, the underwater filter sweep. Put auto filter on the drums group. Low pass 24 dB. Start your cutoff around 2 to 4K a few bars before the drop and open it to full, like 18 to 20K, right on the drop. Add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 20%. Then, in the last bar, automate a small increase in the echo send, return B. Not on everything, just enough that the last hits smear into the transition. Second move, the tape stop illusion without any special plugin. Simplest method, on a break audio clip, automate the clip transpose down quickly in the last half bar. Drop it by 12 to 24 semitones, fast. Then push a bit of reverb send so it leaves a tail. That moment right before the drop feels like the floor drops out. Third move, airburst noise riser. Make a MIDI track with wavy double set to noise. Use auto filter as a high pass rising from about 200 Hz up to 2K. Send it to your long reverb return. Resample it to audio, reverse it, and place it into the drop. It'll suck you forward without sounding like a generic EDM riser. Fourth move, impact that isn't cheesy. Take a snare hit or break hit. Resample it. Put a long dark reverb on it, then resample again and reverse the reverb tail. That reverse tail into the drop is classic for a reason. It feels physical. Now step 5. The jungle secret, micro edits every 4 to 8 bars. If you want that late night, alive, slightly dangerous vibe, the drums have to talk. Copy paste for 64 bars with no edits is how you kill a tune. Every 4 to 8 bars, pick one small edit. Remove the kick on bar 4 and bring it back on bar 5. Add a tiny 1/16 snare drag into 2 or 4. Insert one ghost slice from the amen, but quiet and filtered. Add a hat pickup. Like 2 quick 1/16 hats before the snare. Or swap the last snare for a rim or perk for one bar. Ableton makes this fast. Slice your break to a new MIDI track. Get it into drum rack with simpler slices. And then you can do little rearrangements without destroying the original audio. Groove tip. Add an MPC-ish groove lightly to hats and break slices. Maybe 10 to 25%. Do not groove the sub. Keep kick and snare as your grid pillars. Extra coach trick. Once your core groove feels right, resample your drums group for 8 to 16 bars and keep that print track muted underneath. It's your safety net. When you start over-editing and losing the pocket, /be your current drums against the print and ask, did I improve it? Or did I just make it different? Step 6. Bass arrangement. Minimal notes. Changing context. In rollers, the sub doesn't need a new melody every 8 bars. Instead, you create movement with omissions, call and response and tone automation. Mute the sub for half a bar right before a drop so the drop hits harder. Let the res answer the sub for a phrase, then tuck it away. Automate the filter or tone so breakdowns get darker and drops open up. Try redux very lightly for a 4-bar freakout moment. Downsample just a tiny amount, and keep dry wet low, like 5 to 15%. This is spice, not the meal. Sound design extra that really helps translation. Make your sub audible on smaller speakers without wrecking the low end. Put your sub into an audio effect rack with 2 chains. Chain 1 is clean. Chain 2 is harmonics, saturator with more drive, like 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then a Q8 high pass around 120 Hz so only harmonics remain. Blend that chain in quietly until the bass reads on laptop speakers, but the true sub stays clean. Step 7. Build drop 2 as same but meaner. Drop 2 should feel like the lights got lower. Not like a brand new song, but like the same room, Darker corner. Simple ways to do it with stock tools. Add one new top layer only and drop two, like a shaker or ride. Add parallel saturation using a return. Create a return called drum dirt. Put saturator on it. Drive 6 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ it with a high pass at 150 Hz so you're not messing with the low end, and maybe a little presence boost around 3 to 5k if needed. Send your brakes and snare into it lightly, 5 to 20%. Now the drums feel angrier without you turning them up. Widen the stuff above the low end. On your music or Atmos group, utility width 120 to 160%, but keep the bass mono. If you're unsure, be conservative. Mono low end wins clubs. And here's a signature drop two moment you can steal. For one bar, remove the main break. Fill that space with chopped slices and an echo throw. Then slam the full kit back in on the one. That one bar absence makes the return feel huge. Try the negative drop fake out too. Two bars before drop two. Build tension like it's about to explode. Then on the downbeat of drop two, remove the sub for one bar. Let only breaks and a stab hit. Bring the sub in on bar two. It's crowd reactive, and it's still DJ safe because your drums keep rolling. Step 8. Arrange with DJ mixability in mind. Your intro should be 16 to 32 bars of mixable material. Drums can be filtered and thinner. Atmos can creep in. You can hint the hook, like a stab fragment, so DJs know what tune it is. But don't reveal everything immediately. In the outro, remove the heaviest bass layers first. Keep a steady break and hats for mixing. Fade Atmos slowly. Avoid hard cuts unless that's your style. One more coach note, DJ friendly does not mean boring. You can keep the first 16 bars clean and still add movement by slowly opening a drum group high pass, adding a tiny echo on only the last snare of every 8 bars, or doing subtle Atmos swells that don't mask the grid. Step 9. Gain staging while you arrange. Keep the master peaking around minus 6 dB. Use utility on groups to trim. If drums feel small, don't just crank the fader. Try drum bus transient, a touch of saturation, better layering, or short room reverb to place them. And watch the 200 to 500 Hz zone on breaks. That's the mud zone. If your track feels loud but not clear, it's usually too much there. Now, a quick mental model that makes arranging way easier. Energy lanes. This audio version is shortened for playback.